Well, how is this for choice? A family film, a quirky art house comedy, and a grisly horror remake. They're all opening today at the box office. And to tell us what the critics thought of these movies, here's Mark Jordan Legan with Slate's Summary Judgment.
Seeing how today is Friday the 13th, you should all be very careful which movie you choose to see. And for those of you who feel like throwing caution to the wind, there's the remake of the 1972 Wes Craven grimy classic, Last House on the Left. A gang of vicious escaped criminals come upon a house in the woods after brutally attacking some teenagers. And it seems they've picked the wrong house to seek refuge from a storm. Wow, sounds like the perfect date movie.
We made the front page, that's what's going on. We figured they'd have my face on there sooner or later, but now they got Sadie's to boot. Can you believe it, Paige? Mary?
We won't say anything to anybody.
Well, I don't know.
The critics don't know either. Most find the film repulsive. The New York Daily News calls it one sickening piece of garbage. USA Today complains, plotting and completely predictable. But the Philadelphia Inquirer says Last House on the Left is the best in the latest crop of slasher remakes. Amy Adams and Emily Blunt star as two battling sisters in the indie comedy Sunshine Cleaning. When money problems begin to mount for single mom Adams, she convinces her unemployed sister and father, played by Alan Arkin, to go into the crime scene cleanup business.
We're the cleaning crew.
I wanted to give you the keys.
Okay.
Do you need me to show you?
Oh, no. We can find it. Would you like me to sit with you for a little while?
Yes, dear. I believe I would.
Well, just like with cleaning, some people like it, some people don't. The New York Times says, all in all, it's a mess. But Rolling Stone cheers a funny and touching story, and the Los Angeles Times smiles, Sunshine Cleaning is a smartly done morality tale. And some of you might fondly remember Escape to Witch Mountain and its sequel from the mid-1970s, but Disney has updated and reimagined the main plot to bring us Race to Witch Mountain. This time, Dwayne The Rock Johnson stars as a cab driver who picks up two strange kids with supernatural powers who insist he drive them out to the desert so they can save the world. Man, cab drivers lead such exciting lives.
He would appreciate you pulling over so that he can relieve himself.
Well, we don't have time for that. He should have went before we left Stony Creek.
He isn't pleased with your attitude.
Really? Is that the way he feels? Well, you remind him that I'm a man and he's a dog. And I'm not about to have this or any conversation with a dog. So my answer is still no.
Well, most of the nation's critics enjoyed The Race. Even though the Wall Street Journal sniffs, filmmaking by the numbers meant to succeed by the numbers, Variety shouts, strikes a deft balance of chase movie suspense and wisecracking humor, and The Hollywood Reporter revs, entertaining with a crafty mixture of action, humor, and drama. Wow, so a cabbie helps save the earth. I'm happy when my cab driver can just find the airport. Well, good luck with your Friday the 13th, but, you know, I think the whole Friday the 13th bad luck thing is a complete sham. You know, ooh, better be careful on this day. Never know what's going to happen. Yeah, like what? I mean, what's going to happen that's so terrible? I mean, it's not like day-to-day is going off the air in a week, or and it's not...
Mark?
Wait a minute. What? What's the reason? What is it? What? Tell me. What's it?
Never mind.
Mark Jordan Legan is a writer living in Los Angeles. He always seems to be the last to know things.